when you are setting forth a thought of something that you are wanting and feeling positive emotion, that positive emotion is communication that is projected to you from your inner being. And when you are thinking of something you are not wanting and feeling negative emotion, that negative emotion is communication that is projected to you from your inner being, you see. And so this emotion that you feel is actual guidance or communication that comes forth from the inner part of you. Now, all physical beings that are now upon the earth are receiving, without exception, communication from their inner being in the form of emotion. But that communication can broaden far beyond a feeling of positive or negative emotion, which is essentially guidance of yes or no. It can broaden to clear and full communication regarding any subject that is important to you. You literally have access to infinite intelligence, you see. And so we are exuberant as we participate with physical man in this time of great awakening. For we know that not only will he have the delicious and glorious benefit of being physical in this time, but he will also have the enhancement of the non-physical part. We have not come forth to offer this knowledge that it may distract you from what you are about here in the physical. For what you are about here in this physical is very, very important. If it were not, you would not be here. You have not come forth to climb your way up a ladder of righteousness to greater exaltation. You have come here to create in this physical experience, utilizing the guidance that comes forth from within. And that is what this great awakening and blending is all about. A blended being, from our perspective, is one who is physically focused, yes, and creating through conscious physical thought here, and enjoying all the deliciousness of the physical experience, while he is at the same time acknowledging the guidance that comes forth from within. Guidance that ranges from communication through emotion all the way to clear and conscious communication. A blended being is that which you are witnessing as you are experiencing Esther as she speaks for Abraham.
Yes.
It is her conscious physical mechanism that is allowing the word, while that which is coming forth from within her is a combination of the knowledge that she has accumulated here in this physical world, as well as that which is being projected now. We are utilizing the vocabulary that she has accumulated, her knowledge of what is around her, while the knowledge of the laws is coming forth from inner, broader, wiser perspective. Not all physical beings who are blended will speak for Abraham or for someone like Abraham. But the example that we are stating is this. You are physical beings focused in a physical world, and you have access to much broader knowledge than most of you are allowing.